please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody, welcome into your bonus episode for December of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny, where we just have a little bit of fun. We, you know, we play some games and so on and so forth. We are joined. We've got Oliver Griffin Pardo with us. Who was held over from our last episode because we're recording this. I'll just say we're recording it pre-Thanksgiving because the kids have the day off school.
I think the large bandage on my head would give it away.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that you still have a... you know what? We're all wearing the same clothing as well.
That's true.
But maybe that's just your thing now.
Yeah, I kind of like how it feels.
Once a month you put that on. I miss it. It's like when you have a canker sore and your tongue plays with it, and then the canker sore goes away and your tongue misses it.
This is going to become the hot new trend. Everyone's going to be wearing a bulbous bandage on their forehead.
I believe they did that when a man got shot in the ear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Trump voters love to put their little...
they put their little envelopes on to support their guy who was not shot. He was shot at. He was not shot. Oliver, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm getting by like anybody else. We went over to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we did.
We met Tyler from across the hall, who's a big fan of this show. His girlfriend, Anne, is a big fan of the show. Met her for the first time.
That's nice.
They seem like a lovely couple, Tyler and Anne. And Tyler gave us his top four movies. Because he told Paul Reiser, when Paul Reiser was here, that Aliens is in his top four movies. Which Paul Reiser... rightfully said, what are the other three? any guesses?
I mean, if Aliens is in there, I've totally lost.
Alien 1 through 4?
Nope.
I mean...
Diner?
Diner would be better than the three choices.
Oh, wait. Were these his top four Paul Reiser movies or just top four movies of all?
His favorite four movies.
Okay. Based on his look...
Zoolander.
No, but his girlfriend loves comedies.
It's a pretty good guess. Yeah, I like that guess. Dazed and Confused?
No.
He's kind of he wears a lot of tie-dye.
Idiocracy.
That is his girlfriend Anne's in her top three.
Nice. Okay.
Along with Tommy Boy. And she said, mine are all comedies, and you're going to laugh at me, and I will do that now privately.
Into a microphone.
Last of the Mohicans.
Okay. Whoa.
What?
Terminator 2.
He loves the sequels.
Yeah,
he loves the Cameron sequel.
And Heat.
Okay.
All right. I'm not mad at Aliens.
I love those movies.
I think Aliens,
Aliens is a great movie.
A strong
and
movie.
I like Heat.
Yeah.
And
Terminator 2.
My beautiful wife hates Heat.
Terminator 2 is, I mean, I'm probably going to get some heat for this, but I think Terminator 2 is arguably better than Terminator.
Yes.
That's true.
I think it's, I don't think it's arguable.
That is true. That is not an argument.
You're not getting any heat. I don't like either of them, so that's...
Really?
Really?
It's not my bag.
Oh, my God.
It's not my bag. I think he's a great governor. I don't think he's a good actor. all right. So, Oliver, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So, we're going to play some games as the episode goes on,
right.
Bonus episode.
I'm very excited.
But we are joined for the first time. This is exciting. This hasn't happened before, although I've been saying for years, you should have your daughter on. And he was like, you always say to me, I get enough of her at home.
I didn't know that.
Zoe, that's what he said.
Not true.
Zoe, I say, hey, why don't you have Zoe come on? And he goes, your son's fine. He's fun. My daughter's a pill. I don't want her on. That's what your dad says.
That makes sense, actually.
Okay.
This is Jimmy's sense of humor that you're well aware of.
She gets me. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, me and Jimmy are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, your dad's awful.
maybe you two should play the game together.
I'm not playing with a bell nap. I've told you that off the air. You two are both, you're way too competitive, and I'm not going to be part of that.
Yeah.
I play games for fun. You play to win some trophy that doesn't exist.
Well, when you get to the gates of heaven, you'll find out it mattered a lot.
It mattered. And if you think you're going to heaven, you're out of your skull.
Oh, I'll get to the gates.
And then they'll go, no. Oddly enough, though, we'll let your gauze bandage in because it's already halfway through the gate.
Fair. At least a little piece of my cellular structure will be in there.
Yeah, a little bit of heaven. Yeah. Zoe, you are a junior in high school?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you you are in, your dad speaks about your shows all the time. You're in choir?
Oh, yes.
And you travel the country singing?
Yes, we do.
Are you an alto?
No, I am not.
Soprano?
Yes, I am.
High end?
Yes.
What song? Your dad was just at your show, and he told us about it, but I have the memory of a raccoon. I don't know what the memories are like. What was the big number that you guys did? What was the theme of this most recent chorus show?
Well, it was Burroughs on Broadway, and our choir did 42nd Street, so a lot of tap dancing.
And can you tap dance?
Well, I can look like I'm tap dancing, which is enough.
How do you fool people into that? And I ask for the reason. When I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and one of our classes was movement, which meant dancing, one of the months was tap dancing, and I tapped as good on day 30 as I did on number one, which was awful. And so how were you able to fool people? Because I was not able to.
I mean, honestly, because there was a lot of people with me, it was fine. I just kind of moved my foot, and no one could tell that the noises weren't right.
She's being modest. She's a good tap dancer.
I'm going to ask you, the father, please stay out of the conversation. I am interviewing the daughter, getting to know her. I know you.
I was speaking to the topic at hand.
She has asked me off the air. She said, my dad's going to try to interrupt a lot. Make sure he doesn't do that. This is my time. Those are her words, not mine.
Right. I'm giving you the full picture. She's being modest, and I'm just giving you a full picture.
Or maybe you were fooled by how well
she would practice at home, I could say.
Oh, ruining those wood floors?
Yeah. Anything for tap dancing. Show choir is fairly important.
It's the most important
thing. I saw Pitch Perfect. It's the whole world.
Yeah.
Do you have tap shoes?
Yes, I do.
You do. Your family had to go out and buy tap shoes.
Yes, my mom bought some, too. It was a
Your mother bag. Also has tap shoes?
Yes.
Oh, Christ, what's happening in that house?
I don't know. Well, it was I'm a Taylor Swift fan, so my mom's a Taylor Swift fan, so I bought tap shoes now. She buys tap shoes.
You think your mother is following your footsteps?
Yeah,
tapping footsteps.
So. Yeah.
You're noisy, clapping.
You're noisy. What about young Charlie? Does Charlie like the tap dance?
No, I don't think so, but he does dance a little bit. He's also in show choir, though I don't know how much he actually wants to be.
Yeah, you think he's forced to because of your parents?
Yeah, or just this show choir culture. It's intense. You have to do it.
It's
There's
a fever.
No other option, yeah.
Now, your brother Charlie, he's 12 at this point?
Yes. Yeah.
Just the other night, Zoe was like, you're 13! And he was like, I'm 12.
He's not yet a teen.
I don't know.
Right? You barely recognize him.
He's either 3 or 4 years younger than you at any given time. Because half the year he's 4 years younger than you, and another half of the year he's...
I swear I was making fun of him for being 12, and he's like, well, I'm 13, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's 12.
All right. There's controversy in the Belknap House. Is he also a Taylor Swift fan?
I mean, he was singing along in the car, but I wouldn't say he's a fan.
What song was he singing along to?
Everything Has Changed from Red Taylor's version.
Oh, that's a good song. Oh, Garen.
Deep cut.
Garen, the little girl in Garen just came out.
Well, guess why?
At any moment.
For one particular reason that Garen might really love that song. It's a duet with...
Ed Sheeran.
That's right.
Yes. Guys...
Oh, shut up.
I don't know if you know.
Shut up. That guy, I call you a pile of laundry on a chair. He is that on a stage.
He is
a dullard. He's the luckiest man alive.
He
should have been a songwriter and hand those babies off to somebody that has stage presence.
The next time he's playing in LA, we should go.
I don't spend a dime on that guy. But you won't have to.
Those tickets are going to be $5. No one wants to go to that.
Nobody wants to go.
Wasn't he at Yamava or something?
He played SoFi when he was
last
year.
But then he was also at some casino, I think.
Well, Yamava is that one that everybody's playing now. That's the new hot place to play.
I guess it's a big, nice venue, but it seemed weird.
I don't know how many seats it is. It could be anywhere between 1,500 and 20,000. I have no idea.
I bet it's 20,000.
No.
No?
The Yamava?
Ed Sheeran's there.
I'm going to say 12,000.
I don't know that he was there. I have no clue if he was there or not.
Zoe, did you see Ed Sheeran? It sounds like you're not a fan.
No, I love Ed Sheeran. Just I don't think anyone else does.
He loves him.
We were saying if that were convenient, we would go see it. Last time he was around, we were like, oh, well, that would be fun.
If I may, I think the Yamava is probably faster for you to get to than the SoFi.
Is that the one that on the way to Palm Springs?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
3,000 seats in the Yamava.
Nice and
okay.
Nice
he was not intimate. There. He was not there then. That's, there's no way that he was at that venue.
Who was just there though? There's been some big names out there.
I think Stevie Nicks may have been there recently.
I think yeah, but that makes sense. Although Stevie Nicks was also just at the SoFi, so that's confusing.
It's very confusing.
Right? Everybody plays everywhere. That's how it works these days.
He was there.
He was?
Last year.
What the? Well, he should have gone. I didn't know it was 3,000 seats. That's like a dream. I mean, I don't care about it, Ed Sheeran. But
yeah, that's the dream, seeing Ed Sheeran.
A small venue.
The dream is to see an artist who's still in their prime in a smaller venue. Like, that's the thing that I wish we could do with all these other artists like Taylor Swift. Like, I want to see her in an intimate venue.
You never will. She's like Madonna. You'll never, although Madonna did that residency at the Wiltern.
She did.
So maybe,
I think when Taylor Swift is like in her late 50s, she will probably do like a residency somewhere.
But she could do a residency at the Hollywood Bowl.
She could.
Even then. Because her fans are going to grow with
her. It's not going to stay like this forever. She's like everything cools and everybody passes their moment. And then she'll just be another legacy artist who's very popular.
Now, if you two go see Ed Sheeran, you and your daughter Zoe, do you have to buy a third ticket for your bandage?
You better hope no one's sitting in front of him.
No kidding. You get that thing. The guy just
Woody
leans back.
And behind you.
Woody Woodpecker behind you, says Karen. All right, Zoe, now listen, you don't have to answer this in front of your parents. Are you dating anybody in that high school?
No.
You're single. You're out there.
Yes,
you're doing show choir.
Yes.
You're enjoying yourself.
Yes.
Your favorite artist is Taylor Swift. She's your favorite.
Yes,
is that
I love
safe
Taylor
to say?
Swift. Yes, that's
love
safe.
Her. Who comes in second?
Phoebe Bridgers.
All right, so you like that boy genius outfit?
Yes, I do.
All right. What about Cat Power? You like that at all?
I don't know what that is.
That's a female singer-songwriter as well.
We saw Cat Power open for, maybe it was just.
Who did we see her open? We did.
She opened for The Cure.
That's correct.
At the Hollywood Bowl. You were not with us, sadly.
I was not invited.
I apologize. Now she's actually mad at me retroactively.
About
for
The
not,
Cure?
Well, because she likes The Cure.
She
but
was a child.
She was younger, and so it wouldn't cross our minds to bring her. But now she's mad she didn't get to see
Well,
the
they
Cure.
Were back, and you didn't get tickets because you already saw them. And I was like,
because they were crazy expensive. Well, they're going to tour again because they got the new album out that's doing very well and getting it's very critically acclaimed.
I still haven't listened to it.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. It sounds very much like Head on the Door Cure.
Cool.
You'll like it. Or you won't.
I like that.
That's the beauty of music.
If it sounds like The Cure, I'll probably like it.
If it sounds like The Cure and it looks like The Cure,
it's The Cure.
But what's the disease? I'll ask my boy RFK Jr. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Zoe, now you guys have voted for Trump. How do you feel about your neighbors not doing that?
I don't know. I was disappointed, honestly. I thought like, well, I mean, he won, so I guess it didn't matter.
So it paid off.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this. My young boy, Oliver, you've met him. He's sitting across the room from me right now. He's got friends at his high school, and it surprised me. He's got young friends that are Trump supporters. Do you have Trump supporters in your show choir or at your school as well?
I don't think in the show choir, but this is funny because I was looking like on Instagram. I looked at Donald Trump's like Instagram, and it was like I had like 70-something mutuals with him, and I was like, uh-oh, that's not good.
That seems hot.
Like, I was scrolling down. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. But so, yeah, I guess so, sadly. But
wow.
Were they
none in the show choir.
Like mutuals from your life or celebrities you follow who also follow him?
Mostly in my life. Like people I was like used to be friends with or like friends of friends. Uh-huh.
I could think of one person. I won't say the person's name, but I could think of one person that we suspect.
Is it spelled M-O-M?
we'll talk about it later. Someone who's in show choir.
Oh.
Not in your choir.
Oh,
but
no. I'm scared. I don't know.
You were the one that told me this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a guy.
Oh, no. A guy.
That narrows it down by 50.
Yeah. A young white man who supports Trump. I've never heard of such a thing.
Either.
No.
Zoe, let me ask you a question in regards to this, because it sounds like you buried the lead. Why are you looking at Trump's Instagram? That's really the bigger story here. What's going on?
Okay. Well, it was because I saw a TikTok about it, and I wanted to see what was up. But I think, honestly, I've always been drawn to him. And like,
that makes sense.
I'm considering switching sides.
Good for you.
I mean, he's very athletic.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Right? Enjoys the game of golf.
Funny.
Funny.
Absolutely funny.
Great sense of humor.
You know,
handsome.
thank you for saying it.
Great taste in food.
Did you see Laura Ingraham, and I learned within the last 2 years that's how you say her name, said that the country is too depressed and serious. He's the perfect guy for the moment. You mean Mr. Negativity with every one of his posts?
Yeah.
Can't say happy Thanksgiving without saying also to the losers and ass wipes. Like,
and he's the reason we're depressed because he's about to ruin America.
Yeah, he's the reason, you dunce. No offense, though. I know you love him.
Well, also, Kamala was the one laughing all the time,
right?
I feel like.
Yeah, she was joyful.
We didn't like that. We don't like somebody enjoying themselves.
No, not a black woman.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Although she released a video today that is causing quite a stir on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
Is she playing checkers this time?
Red wine on carpet.
No!
It is her first. It's a 10-minute long video, and some people say that maybe they should not have released it. I have not seen it.
What
I have
is
not
it?
Seen one second.
What's the purpose of it?
I think just addressing, hey, we lost, but let's keep fighting.
Okay.
You know, not all is lost. We still have a great country. Mm-hmm. And but people are saying, hey, where are her handlers? They should be taking this down.
Huh.
Those are the.
Wait,
and then
why?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look at it. Maybe Garen can get that information for us. And by the time this episode airs, this will be old news.
Right. Mm-hmm. But just like
and
Joe,
Charlie be 13.
Just like Joe Biden, there are plenty of things where you can find examples of Kamala kind of just riffing off the top of her head and kind of making no sense. Joe Biden did that too.
I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
I've made a career of it.
If you talk enough, you're gonna do something.
Here. What do you got, Garen?
Well, some people are calling it word salad.
Yeah, but they always say that about her.
Because she's a little long-winded, and sometimes she doesn't say things.
Also, this
called
article...
called the weave, you guys.
Yeah, this article is talking about ex-users, so...
Okay.
Many ex-users were buzzing about Harris's appearance in the video, commenting about how there seemed to be something off with the vice president.
F that.
And yeah, expressing surprise it was publicly shared.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that.
DC Examiner.
A lot of people were saying...
Who's that? You doing an impression of somebody?
I think that was Mayor Quimby from the Simpsons.
That sounds about right.
What does Noises Soprano have to say about it? Any thoughts?
What am I going to do? I'm going on X, on Twitter. I'm going to go over the blues. I'm going to go over the blues.
Thank you, Noises. Garen, anything else?
Now, Republican Committee of Prince William County surmised the joy is gone.
Cool.
Great. You know why? She lost.
So you
give her
like,
a month.
You sound like this sounds like you found a right wing source for like the everything wrong with it. Just
yeah,
like
this is Yahoo News.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
But
all like, right.
But if the story is right wing assholes are saying, hey, she doesn't look good. She seems off. That's not news.
It's not a story.
Like, of course, no, they're going to say that about everything she does.
I will say this, and this is not disparaging because everything that she just had a whirlwind 90 something days, 100 days.
Yeah.
And so this is not an insult. She looks tired.
Mm-hmm.
In this video, she looks tired, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired because I'm not sleeping well because of this fucking nightmare.
I don't know how you're keeping your head up.
Yeah.
That thing looks like it weighs, it's like the size of a globe. All right. Now, Zoe, we play a game on this show called Celebrity Sighting. I believe you're familiar with this because your father made you go hunt down Morrissey one day.
Yes.
When your dad said, we got to go to this pub to see Morrissey, what were your thoughts?
I was like... kind of excited to like tell people about it, like, oh, okay. I like met Morrissey.
She loves the Smiths.
Well, yeah, but I don't think anyone cares that much about Morrissey. Like, I'd be like, oh, I met the guy from the Smiths, and they'd be like, yay. But isn't he like weird? Like, I've seen videos of on TikTok of him like ripping his shirt off and like being a Trump supporter.
Oh, that's that's the best thing about him.
Yeah,
that's not true. I mean, he's a vegan. But he's also he's notorious, and I apologize for the language. He's a notorious asshole. He's not he's not a good dude,
and he's
which is why he writes great songs.
And he's extremely conservative, right wing. Like
it's weird to be a vegan and that.
Yes,
it is weird, right? But if Mike Kaplan can do it, I made that up. I just got my monthly Mike Kaplan "Hey, I'm Your Friend" newsletter, which is why that was at front of mind. How do I get off that list without these feelings?
What's fun about that newsletter is you can email him and he'll write you back. I know because he knows us, but I like that it's a little bit interactive. Like if he makes a joke and then I go, "Hey, that's funny. That made me think of this," then he'll go, "Hey, that is funny," and then we have a little conversation. That's most of our interactions.
That doesn't answer my question. How do I get off that list?
I'm saying go the other way. Embrace it.
Lean into it.
I got enough people in my life.
Maybe he'll take you off because you've talked to him too much.
Too bothersome. I got this guy loose. He won't leave me alone. Hey, smart move. I'm in.
How do I block Bardo?
So we play Celebrity Sighting.
Yes.
And there's a theme song for this, which you won't hear because you don't have your headphones on. You refuse to.
I'm sorry, okay.
You don't need to hear it. It's...
Go ahead. Celebrity Sighting.
We should have had Oliver do this blind karaoke style.
Oh, you're right. We should have. Oliver, is that one you would sing?
I don't know. Seeing famous people is cool. Can you guess who I saw?
Celebrity Side.
Put it up on the board.
What about Oliver? What if Thad's going to go watch Lady Golf? What happens?
It's Lady Golf. Golf. That's the only one. Those are the
LPGA Golf. And Garen sucks. All right, so Garen, you texted us last night.
Yes.
That you had a celebrity sighting. Mm-hmm. Now we're all playing. Zoe, Oliver, are these? Is everybody? Will the children know who this is?
I think so.
No.
Okay.
Oh. Is it an actor?
It is an actor.
Where were you?
I was at the Regal Cinemas. I don't want to say which one. I don't want to blow up their spot. It seems like they might go there often. It was not the Regal Beagle. It was a different
Regal. Oh, a different Regal. Okay. Mm. LA Live, the Regal?
No.
There's more than one Regal?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Oh, no.
Well, you know the Arclight Sherman Oaks used to, that's now a Regal.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was the one.
Okay, yeah.
No, there's one down LA Live, which I had the worst popcorn of my life at. Hmm. Horrible. How's the popcorn at the Regal Beagle?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not.
This one, it makes me scared to go to a Regal again. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, Jimmy. Just don't order the popcorn.
I got that popcorn. You can't. I can't do it.
Left me speechless.
Even when I go there, and I can leave the dentist, and this is true, and I'll go, they'll go, you just don't bite on that side. I go, I'm going to the movies. I got to have popcorn? No. Oh, okay, I'll get the nachos. Give me a medium popcorn, please. And then I chew on this side of my mouth to the point where then I, you know, it looked like I have Bell's palsy again. It's awful.
What's insane is that's your situation, that you can't not order it. My situation is I cannot order it, but if it's near me, I have to eat it, and I can't wait. And I know you always wait until the movie actually starts.
I do.
I cannot. I can't. It's gone before the trailers are
over.
Oh, no. I'm like a junkie. Once it's in my reach, I have to have it.
This is also because you get the kids' popcorn. Like, maybe if you got a normal man-sized popcorn.
I don't need that much popcorn.
Hey, her word's not mine. Get a man-sized popcorn.
Well, no, it's a little popcorn, and it's like a Tutti Frutti, like, gummy bear package.
We're sharing. We get two of those, and then we share.
No. When I go like alone, I get a large.
Well, yeah, you're not a little.
If you get the membership, anymore. You get your upgrades for free.
Yeah, I'm an A-list member.
She's an A-lister. I'm not. So I have to go with her if I want to get it.
I will say that my wife also gets that tiny little kid one. And only recently did she went, you know what? This is not enough popcorn. So she's bumped up now to the small.
I need something to be the governor on my insane addiction. Like
popcorn is nothing.
What do you mean?
I mean, the butter has calories, but the popcorn doesn't.
Popcorn does not. You're right. The butter does. It's nature's broom.
What about the vegetable oil they cook it in?
I mean, it's not that bad.
No, they can't.
As someone who's had to clean out the thing, I can tell you it's bad.
You don't get the refill when you get the large popcorn? You don't get the refill at the same time?
Do they let you do that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They'll let you double up.
Not with a kid's
size. No. With a man-sized popcorn, you ask for the refill, they'll give you a box.
I know. What are we doing?
So do that. Get the large, and then you eat out of the box.
That's more than I should have. It's too much.
No, you eat out of the box like an animal.
Nature's broom.
But I saw a guy walking into the theater with that the other day, and I was like, what are we doing? Just give him two buckets then. It's not
they
like...
They can't have inventory.
It's just such a... We're doing this weird song and dance about popcorn. Just,
because of inventory.
Lower the price or do something.
Lower the boom.
Yeah.
All right, Garen, you're at the Regal. What were you seeing?
Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Wicked.
Which the second screening of Wicked.
You saw it twice now.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw it twice as well.
You saw it twice as well?
Yes.
There's talk in my house, because I don't go to the event on Thanksgiving. My wife and son do. There's talk in my house that the guy that's not going to Thanksgiving dinner might be seeing Wicked for the second time. There is talk of that.
Wow.
So, Zoe, in your house, and we know that we got a little signal. You loved it. You've seen it twice.
Yes.
What did Charlie think of it?
I don't know. I didn't go with him.
I heard he loved it.
I'm sure he did.
What about your mom?
Loved it.
Why did she love it? Because you loved it. That's what we learned.
Yes, exactly. No, she wants to be me, 1,000%.
All right. So you and Charlie and your mom loved it.
Yes.
What did your dad think of it?
He was very negative about
Hated
it. He did not like it. I came home from the theater, like, so happy to talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. We would, rejoice over our love of musical theater. And I had to have an argument for, like, 3 hours about, like, the themes of Wicked. I was like, no, Galinda's a good witch.
Is she?
Yes.
Is she? No, you know what?
Listen, she wants to be good.
Does she? I'm with your dad on this. I disagree with his review of this. I loved it. At the end of the day, she's awful.
No, she's fixing the Aussies from the inside because she knows she can't. She can never be a witch.
She's like a Democrat. She's like, we don't need to tear it all
down.
We can actually work within the system to.
I don't see any of that on the screen. And you know, I love that Ariana Grande and her impressions.
And look at how well it's going with the Democrats. So obviously, that's the right strategy.
Yeah. Disaster. So you like? Do you think you'll see it a third time?
I think I will.
Good for you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oliver, you liked it, too.
I did like it. I don't know if I need to see it again anytime soon, but I did enjoy it.
I saw it again because I thought there was something wrong with the camera or the projector when I first saw it.
That.
It turns out there isn't. It's just fucking colorless. Pardon my French.
Yeah. We got a young lady here with that language.
You know, it's unforgivable at this for me.
The way that you just spoke?
No. The way he shot that movie. I don't understand why it's so dark. I don't understand why he washed out the color. It makes no sense.
Do you think he was trying to make us Nazi Bo and Yang?
Maybe. But
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
It's really?
Maybe you're fucking dim.
Well, that's, of course.
I apologize for the language, Zoe.
I don't understand it. Look at The Wizard of Oz and how bright and beautiful and colorful that movie is, and then you look at Wicked and it's like you got sunglasses on.
Okay. Is there a chance
that he was wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, there you go. Is there a chance that maybe there it is a Wizard of Oz reference and that the second movie is going to be more colorful because in the Wizard of Oz it's black and white and then it turns into color?
No, because the movie is actually colorful. I don't understand.
I don't know what he's saying either. And Oliver trying to placate him is a fury.
No. Have you seen any other movies?
I saw
since
a TikTok
that?
About this.
You oh. did.
No, the director John M. Chu said it was because he wanted it to feel real and gritty, unlike the Wizard of Oz. Like. What? It was tackling real issues, and so it couldn't be as colorful and fantasy-like.
I think so.
I mean, it was from TikTok, so I don't know. But I think that because like people were saying that like on like Twitter and stuff, and he was like, "No, like it was a choice." Like
the shot of the field of flowers that comes over at the beginning, that's not colorful.
Not technicolorful.
Well, okay. I agree with you. Like, if I were directing it, I would try to emulate the look of The Wizard of Oz, and he didn't do that. I agree with you a bit there.
No. He turned the knobs down.
This is 2024, guys. It's a different time.
But don't you think that, like, I think there is a conscious color palette to it, and it is, there's strong colors. They're not bright.
They're turned down. He turned down the knobs of those colors.
Turned down
for what? Yeah,
I don't. It makes zero sense to me. The first time I was like, well, maybe the camera. Like I literally thought there was a bulb out on the projector.
Is it possible you didn't see a celebrity and it just was so dim in there that you just saw somebody that looked like somebody?
No, because I was fixated on this person the entire time to confirm it.
So this person was in the Wicked Theater with you.
They were in the row. In front of me, two seats to my left.
Oh, okay. Someone say too close.
A little too close. Yeah. Because close enough that I recognize their voice.
And also close enough that you can't stop looking. You can't stop going, oh, they're right there.
Only because I wanted to make sure it was who I thought it was.
Let me ask you a question. Is this a celebrity sighting or a working actor sighting?
This is a celebrity.
It's a celebrity, Zoe.
Is it a man?
No.
It's a woman.
It's a woman with a distinctive voice. Is it Deborah Winger?
No.
Then I'm out.
Is this woman over 50?
I don't think. If she is, it's negligible.
Okay,
so she's not Meryl Streep.
No.
So she's maybe in her 40s, is what you're saying.
Is she known for comedy?
She is known for comedy.
Is she known for drama as well?
I think mainly comedy.
Mainly comedy. Movies?
Yes.
Television?
Any TV?
I don't think, maybe as a guest.
We think of her as a comedic movie star.
Yes.
Melissa McCarthy.
No.
That's a good guess.
I think that's a good guess, and especially with the age thing coming into play.
Yeah.
Although I would guess that she's 55 years old.
She's got to be between 45 and 55.
Based on her career, and you know, Mike and Molly was on
right.
15 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
This person is 50.
Happy birthday to them.
Oh, boy.
They deserve
my age. My exact age.
Oh, so you should know them.
I know everybody my age.
Is she Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay.
Is she American?
Yes.
Okay.
54 is Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy's 54.
Okay.
The person we're guessing is 50.
Yes.
When will Melissa McCarthy be 55? When is her birthday?
It will be next August.
She deserves a happy birthday to her in August. She's a Leo. I don't know if that's true.
Maybe.
Could be.
I love the horoscopes.
You got a 50-50
you know this. I love the horoscopes.
Yeah, I do know that. One thing about Jimmy.
Thank you. I look every morning at the paper. What's in store for me today?
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Oh. What's your rising? Scorpio.
Paul?
That's a gotcha question.
Paul Rising? Yeah, I don't know what that means.
How do you know that? Because I don't know that.
It's about like the time you were born. It's
the time of day.
I don't actually know. You just like put in your birthday and your birth time and it like tells you.
Okay. Darren, put that in. July 28, 1966.
Do you know what time of day you were born?
It's like
I was born at, no.
Or in like the week and stuff. It's about like, it's like your inner self and then like the self you show to the world. It's very deep stuff.
Well, I think I'm Leo with an asshole rising. That's what I show the world.
Scorpios, am I right?
Nah, come on. Zoe should have been here years ago. Her dad wouldn't allow it. She gets it.
Okay, so
all right. So
movie comedy movies mostly is what we're talking about.
Who's she there with?
If her family.
Her family.
So she's got kids.
She's got kids. Yes.
Got kids. Is this person known for being dark haired?
No.
They're blonde.
They are blonde.
Blonde. Mm-hmm. Has this person ever been on Never Not Funny?
No.
Is this an exceptionally attractive person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exceptionally.
I think so.
Well, she's known for TV too. So
who?
What's her butt? Who was the host of that high school retro musical show that we all liked for a minute?
No.
Oh, Kristen Bell. Bell.
That's why. Yeah, I couldn't think of her name.
I would probably still be in jail if it was Kristen Bell.
You would murder her?
No, I'll just be following around.
Like, oh, I see. I'm just
tell me about this episode of Veronica Mars.
That is a good guess, though. She's probably about... Oh, no, she's young.
But it's not a good guess because she's mostly known for TV, right?
Good point. Good point.
I would say
so. She's in Frozen.
She is. She is.
Is she?
She's Anna.
Or is her voice in Frozen?
Oh, does this person... That's what I was going to ask before. Does this person... Is she known for voice work? Because you said you recognize her voice.
I don't... I wouldn't say known for... I'm sure she's done it. Okay. She's not known for it. She's... Well, I don't want to give you guys hints yet. You can...
All right, Oliver, you haven't guessed anything.
I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in.
But you got to make a guess at some point.
All right.
At least ask a question.
Yeah, no, we should know she's blonde. We know she's blonde.
Thanks for playing, Oliver.
No, I know.
I mean, is she natural?
I don't know if she's naturally blonde, but no. She is.
Okay, well, I thought we just said
blonde.
It was not dark, like not a brunette.
Oh.
No, Matt said, is she blonde? Yeah. We got confirmation on that.
You said she's not known for TV, but has she hosted a talk show?
No, she has been on television.
It's Samantha Bee.
She's been nominated for Guest Supporting Actress.
Oh, you found that out?
Emmy.
Guest, okay.
Guest Actress.
Guest Star.
Guest.
Weird, yeah.
Was she in a comedy movie that became a franchise?
Yes.
Oh. And she's the star of it?
No.
It's an ensemble?
It has stars.
Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
She's in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That narrows it down
Is it Rebel Wilson?
No.
A blonde in Pitch Perfect.
Who's 50?
The other ones.
Who's 50? Who's 50 in Pitch Perfect?
Half the cast of Pitch Perfect might be 50.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I'm saying it's not Anna Kendrick. It's not
Anna
Rebel
Kendrick.
Wilson.
Is our friend Julian Bell in that?
It's not Julian Bell.
It's not her.
This is a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julian Bell's a working actor.
Wait, is it Jane Lynch?
No.
Jane Lynch was
she's
not.
She's not. Perfect. That she's in Glee.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's older than 50.
Was this person in all the Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
And was she a student?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah, it's Elizabeth. What's her name? You know
Banks.
Her. Yeah, Elizabeth Banks.
Whoa,
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I did know that she was 50 because she grew up one town over from me.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
How does that...
Wait,
what?
Whoa.
Because I was like, God, I could have known her. Like, I read an article about her, and I was like, she grew up... She was my exact age, and she grew up one town over from me. Like, we could have gone to camp together or something.
Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, Gary. That has to be very exciting for you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I had that to... Cool. Because I'm behind her, so I can see, like, here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, is that... And I saw her making videos.
What's she doing? She ruining the movie?
Well,
she pirating?
No, beforehand. And so I'm like, I got to like, I was trying to look up her Instagram to see if she was making, and there was no freaking signal in the theater.
Oh, no.
So I kept trying to look it up. And then finally, we got out, and she didn't post the videos, but the one from the other day, she was drinking the same can. So, like, she has, like, I don't know if it's her water company or something, but she was drinking the same thing, and she was talking about it in the video she was making. So I'm like, okay, that confirms.
Is she married to somebody famous?
A producer guy who I think may have been there, but I haven't seen his picture.
I see. All right, well, there you have it.
And she may only have one kid, and the other ones were...
She brought some neighbors.
Other kids, yeah.
You know what's weird? Am I right about this? in Pitch Perfect, her role is the commentator for the performances, the competitions.
Yeah.
And her the guy with her isn't it John Michael Higgins, who Ryan McMenamin saw recently?
Yes, I think it is.
So we've just done the double on that team.
Yeah.
It's a rare double.
Is that
double.
His name, John Michael
rare
Higgins?
Double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
What did she think of Wicked?
I feel like it was her second time.
She saw it. What makes you think that?
Because she has a post saying, I'm seeing Wicked this weekend. And then I saw...
This is stalker this shit, man. Yesterday. It's not just Kristen Bell.
I had to confirm it.
I had to confirm it.
Because right. I want to make sure I got... The last celebrity sighting I did turned out to not be accurate. The John Carpenter one. Was that a celebrity sighting we did?
I don't know if we played it, but we talked about it.
Yeah. And I don't think he even drives.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to put anybody... Wait, that doesn't mean it can...
I thought it was him because he was driving around in a really cool purple Corvette.
Right.
Mm. I'm like, is that John Carpenter? I don't think.
And now you're thinking he doesn't drive.
Somebody told me or something, like he doesn't even drive or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, no disrespect to Elizabeth Banks, but in 2024, still a celebrity?
Well, isn't she Hunger Games as well?
Actress now.
She's in Hunger Games.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
She also hosts that game show.
Oh yeah,
right. Doesn't she host?
She does.
Press Your Luck.
Does she?
Yeah, isn't that her?
I mean, it seems like she would. I haven't seen that.
Is she the one who directed Cocaine Bear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say she's also a director now, but we didn't have to get
and
that.
A producer. She produced all the Pitch Perfect
movies. Well, we liked Cocaine Bear. That's a nice movie.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. It's funny. It's good. Right noises?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Wait, what's his name is in that movie?
Ray Liotta's in
it. Ray Liotta's in that movie.
That's right.
They're both the mom. Whatever.
All right. Well, that was fun, Garen. Good for you. Two times for Wicked. Is there a third in the making? Zoe's thinking about seeing it three times.
Wow. No, because the second time I started, some of the sheen started to get chipped away.
Oh,
so
no.
And that was a pretty dull sheen to begin with.
Yeah. More like a reflection.
What? You okay?
No.
All right. No. All right. Well, we have Zoe here. We have Oliver here. We always play a game. We did Celebrity Sighting, but we always play a game on these bonus episodes. So we thought it'd be fun to play Celebrity, the old classic Celebrity, where we all put 10 names of people, movies, bands,
locations,
I
think.
No.
Locations.
Well, it was disgusted. And so
you
it's
did
happened.
That?
Yeah.
It was disgusted.
Look, a lot of stuff was said.
What?
I'm 90%.
Oliver is gobsmacked. I just looked over. He looks very uncomfortable.
Location.
It was disgusting. That's how we were doing pop culture.
I did only people.
That's TV shows, movies, bands.
Have you played Celebrity before?
Yeah.
And locations was one of them?
Movies was never part of it.
What?
But Des Moines is?
I didn't pick. I picked landmarks.
What
the things
the
I wrote were
shit
landmarks.
Happening?
All right. Well, whatever. We can play.
Yeah, we're all adults. All right. So the teams, and again, because I'm not going to be part of the Belknap competitive world, it's going to be father-daughter as a team, father-son, and then Elliot and his boy, Garen.
Let's go, Papa.
I'm proud of you.
So, all right. Whatever. So you get a minute on the clock, if I'm not mistaken, to get as many as you can picking out of the hat.
Right.
So, Garen, go to the Partomizer. Put in the numbers 1, 2, a span of 1 to 3. The Belknaps are team 1. Pardos are team 2. The Hochbergs are team 3.
Welcome to the family, Garen.
And whatever number comes up first, we'll go first.
We don't have a Thanksgiving dinner, so don't worry, you don't get invited.
And we will go clockwise from there.
1.
All right, so the Belknaps go first. Look at that. Are we saying yes? They're already competitive. Where's the hat?
Here it is.
She is just as competitive as me. In case people were wondering, does it pass down from generation? Yes.
We are using a pristine white dudes for Harris hat. That
never worn.
Has not
was
seen.
That the difference?
Maybe if you wore this out in the world, it would help. Yeah. All right, so who's going first?
Oh, wait.
Who has the clock?
Should I give and you receive?
Sure.
All right, so it's 1 minute. Is that how this works, Oliver?
It's whatever we decide, I think.
I would say we cut that because
we're
going to
run out.
Of
30 seconds then?
I think.
Let's go 30 seconds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, let me go to the what I call the stopwatch.
Wait, I do if I open it and immediately know there's no way Zoe knows this thing? I can pass?
No, because then you try to get her to say it
some other way.
Okay. Because that's going to happen. when these landmarks show up. All right, so you ready?
Yep.
All right, on your mark, get set, go.
This is Taylor's producer. He's
Jack Antonoff.
Yep, that's right.
I wrote that one.
This movie's just coming out. It's a sequel with The Rock. He's animated. It's
Moana 2.
Yes. All right. These papers are hard to open. This is a nerd on television who teaches you about like chemistry and
Bill Nye the Science.
Yes.
Guy.
Okay. That's right. I called him a nerd. famous actor came to your school and Oliver's school.
Time! Al Pacino. Oh.
Yeah. Al Pacino.
She got it right on the wire. Me saying time.
What, all right, four?
I think you got five or six.
I got four.
That's it?
Yeah.
Seemed like more than that.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing well. It's just not a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, they were all folded up really well.
So. Yeah, the
all
folding right, Oliver, is excessive.
All right. Wait, you want me to give
I did one.
No, hand this to, we're going to go clockwise. Hand this to Garen or Elliot.
Do you want
to
give or receive?
Garen, you comfortable with that question?
No, this is...
Give. Are you? I'll receive.
Okay.
I think it might be easier for Elliot to give a clue than to guess.
Wow.
Well, in the next round, you're going to have to give.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Let's see how this
goes.
Cross that bridge. Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
Here we go.
So set up. All right.
And it's, remember, celebrity is the first round is everything.
Oh, okay.
And then the second round is you give one word.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We're doing it that way?
No.
Yes. Oh, yes, Belknaps. That's what we're doing.
Because we go through... Well, we're not going to get through all of them.
If we get through them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, then the third round is charades, right?
Yeah, but we can't do that on
the
radio.
Oh, I have played this game. Oh,
okay.
I suggested the third round should be make a sound, and that got shut down so freaking quick.
What would that sound be, sir?
Whatever.
All right, Elliot, you ready?
Yes.
You're giving, Garen's receiving.
And I'm editing video. Here we go.
And your timing.
Your time starts... Now.
All right. These two gentlemen just recently fought a bout, and one of them
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Correct. She's the Joker's...
Harley Quinn.
Lady Gaga. But who played her?
Lady Gaga.
No, the other one. The more she did more of them.
What?
She did more of them. She's younger. Man.
These are good clues.
Yeah.
The Joker, Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn. She played her in two different movies, maybe three.
Time.
Oh, fuck.
Time.
Oh, Robbie,
time. You didn't get it.
Yikes. Unfortunate. Do I put that back in?
Yeah, put it back in.
All right.
Wait, okay. What?
Yeah,
it goes back in because he didn't get it.
All right. We all fucking know it.
Yeah, but I said
Well,
it.
It's going to get mixed up in there, Matt. It'll be fine.
What do we get? One?
You got one.
We got one.
And it wasn't necessarily just because you couldn't get Margot Robbie. It was because Elliot was doing it like he was presenting to Congress. These two gentlemen once had a bout, and this young lady appeared on the golden screen.
He got the first one fast.
They call it the silver screen.
And
I said golden like an asshole.
And I couldn't think of any other role that she was in, although I guess maybe...
I don't know, Barbie?
I couldn't think of that, though. It seemed like obvious, and you were on the right track.
You just said you wanted him to give. You can't be mad at him for giving.
He's defensive because he didn't think of the other person that played Harley Quinn, and he's a comic book guy, so...
Yeah.
No, I completely forgot about her.
Yeah, you blew it, man.
Entirely.
You really
flushed the
mouse.
I mean...
I really blew it.
I think she's in at least three movies playing Harley Quinn.
I think so.
There's the first Suicide Squad, there's Harley Quinn, the
Birds of Prey,
and then there's the other Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
she's more. That's three times, Garen.
That's three times as many times as Lady Gaga's done it.
Yeah, Garen.
That's true.
I wish I'd thought of Barbie. It just didn't occur to me.
We all do. So we wouldn't be having this conversation trying to talk Garen down for not knowing Margot Robbie played Harley Quinn three times. The trifecta. Triple threat, they call it.
Yeah.
All right, you got a timer.
Oh,
on your own?
Sure.
All right, so
Ellie, do you want to give or do you want me to give?
Why don't you give first since you're holding the hat?
Okay.
White Dudes for Harris hat. That's a collectible. I don't know who wants it.
The only four white dudes who voted for Harris.
They're all in this room.
You should just pass it around every week.
Yeah. Who's got the hat this week?
The things that we bought that we thought, what a collector's item. The first female president. Like, I just did some laundry and I was like, here's a shirt that I can never wear again. That's sad.
Wait, I got a Hillary shirt I can't wear again.
Yeah.
You could wear it.
I got my Kamala one. And I got my Harris Walls one. I got way too much.
Yeah.
I got way too many sleep shirts.
Goodwill's going to turn those away.
Yeah.
We got too many.
Here's the thing. It's like when I had my Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien luggage. It just brings up bad memories.
Right.
Sure. And so you walk around with the Kamala shirt. It makes you sad and the people that are looking at it sad. And, yeah. Or unless it's a Trump asshole who's gloating.
And then they'll throw a tomato in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. So either way, you sleep in that shirt.
Yeah, but you get a nice tomat.
What?
Oh, whatever.
All right, very good.
Ready? You guys ready?
All right, yeah. On your go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, there's Sabrina Carpenter's Hard on Espresso, but then...
Domingo.
Yeah.
Oh.
On MSNBC with the glasses.
Rachel Maddow.
Okay, this is a production company. They make all the horror movies.
824.
Oh, no. He's in the air tonight.
Phil Collins.
I don't know if he's there.
And time.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that last one anyway.
All right, what did we get? Four?
We got four.
All right, tight game. 4-4-1.
Right, so I don't put these back, obviously.
That is correct. You put those to the side for round two.
If it gets there, yeah.
If we get there.
By the way.
Jesus fucking Christ, you assholes.
If I'd gotten Domingo, I would have just said Saturday in Spanish, Sunday in Spanish, one of those.
It's Sunday. Okay.
tell us more about what you would have given. Gentlemen, if I may, a Spanish word for this would be, here you go. Matt, you are...
And I was Zoe's giving to me.
Zoe is giving to Matt.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
You're already worried about it?
Well, there's stuff that I just imagining us playing this game, and I think Zoe was a little nervous about the idea of doing this, and it's probably the same reason I'm thinking right now, like she doesn't know a lot of the stuff that you're into. So if you wrote down REO Speedwagon, she doesn't know what that is.
I wrote down 10 things everybody would know.
Okay. Did you write down 10 things I hate about you? Because she loves that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote down all 10 cast members.
Oh, cool.
Larry
Miller.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Julie Stiles.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here your time starts now.
J.J. Abrams' daughter.
Gracie Abrams.
The guy that just died from One Direction.
Liam Payne.
The Smells Like Teen Spirit band.
Nirvana.
Oh, the movie with Cher and Paul Rudd. Not Cher, her name is
Clueless,
Cher.
Clueless.
Yeah. Oh, the main character's name from Clueless.
Cher.
Yes. the guy from Forrest Gump.
Time.
That goes back.
Well, yeah, she had a tough time, Matt. Well, this poor little girl.
Underestimated again.
This poor girl could barely get a word out.
Let's play this at home.
Yeah.
No.
We did sevens once.
We do play seven sometimes.
But. What is that, four? Another four?
No, they got like five that time.
Was it four or five?
I think it's
one,
our first five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Nice.
Five. Wow. That share thing was very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful. All right, so here we go.
But those were two different people wrote those down, I think, because I wrote one of them down.
I wrote down Cher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, wait, yeah. It's
all right, here we go. This is Garen giving to Elliot. Now, this was not... Garen did not want it to go this way. We saw how successful it was the other way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Elliot, you ready?
Okay.
Not yet, hold on.
This is either going to be great or the biggest cluster F in the world.
Yeah, we'll see. I did have caffeine
for cleaning that up.
I cleaned it up. All right, ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, Zoe, does your father swear around the house?
Not that much, but
not
a little
that
bit.
Much.
I'm surprised that that was your answer.
Me too.
I would have said yes constantly. I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I don't care.
I think you don't really
acknowledge it. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't listen. To me. That's possible too. But no,
hey,
is that him?
I don't know. He's sitting right there.
I think it's just so. I do it so much that he doesn't even register as swearing to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie says you got a foul mouth. That's what he said to me out in the hallway. He said, good luck playing that game with my foul mouth father. That's what he said.
Wow.
And I said, you know, if your dad starts a fantasy soccer team, that should be the name of his team, the foul mouth fathers.
Foul mouth fathers.
I can't say it, but that's what you should do.
Right. So I predict a lot of, what's that guy's name?
From me. This round right here?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out together. Right. 30 seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now.
Oh, Jesus. France.
The Eiffel Tower.
Porter. Yes.
Oh, there's our location.
Harris's running mate.
Tim Walz.
Dorothy's friend, the metal one.
The Tin Man.
Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise movie.
Top Gun?
The other one. The one.
Eyes Wide Shut?
No, the other one.
Time.
They're Irish.
Time.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's a hard one. Who put that in there?
I don't know. Was it you?
No. Look,
it doesn't matter who put what. Where.
You put that in there. What are you trying to do?
You bit yourself.
It just popped into my head. I don't know why. So we got three.
Wow, I don't know if I would get that one.
I'm trying. Now I'm.
And I don't even. Get him in Top Gun?
No. That's why he said the other one.
Yeah. The one.
But when you said the one, everyone would say Eyes Wide Shut. No one would say that.
I would have said Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut?
I know what it is now, but it took me like 20 seconds to think of the name.
Whoa. I'm praying to God I don't pull it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just popped in my head.
I can't do that. You got timer?
I got an idea. I could switch to count down from 30. What about that?
Okay, you run your
so it'll beep, beep, beep.
Phone any way you want.
Yeah.
Tell me when.
Hold on.
I'm mixing these up in the hopes that I don't get a location or that movie.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. Oliver, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Macaulay's brother.
Kieran Culkin.
Yes. This is the... I don't know. what's a tiny horse?
Pony.
Okay. What is a shade of red?
Pink Pony Club.
Yes.
Nice.
This is... not Harold, but
Maude.
Harold, the actor.
Kumar.
Harold. Damn it.
Oh, Elliot Gould.
Yeah, Elliot Gould.
I put that
really good
there.
Very good. Okay. Piece of paper. Time is up. Okay.
I'm gonna say that getting to that pink pony thing was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well done.
Was that yours, Zoe? Did you?
No.
Who
no,
put pink pony care?
Yeah. Just avoid the really horizontal papers. Yeah.
That's the thing you can tell.
Yeah. Why did he folded them?
Yeah.
All right, we got three, Oliver.
All right.
My Elliot Gould clues were atrocious.
You said Harold, the other one. The other.
Well, because we just mentioned Harold Gould.
I know, we did just talk about Harold Gould.
Did you put that one in there?
I put it in there.
I love the teenager puts Harold Gould and the middle-aged man puts Pink Pony Club. Yeah.
Man.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Quote, unquote.
Okay, so now I can only say one word.
No.
We haven't got through the whole thing.
We may never get to round two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As I said twice now.
God damn it. You say it a third time, I swear to God.
I thought we were each going to give.
No. We go through. You do one word when we reuse the clue.
Because you already know what they are.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not so crazy.
No, this is...
I thought pulling something cold...
No, this is same gameplay.
I think I used to play this differently, and that's why it was so hard.
the way this usually played is the first round is you can say whatever you want. The second round is one word, and the third round is charades.
Right.
But we would not do charades because we're on radio.
Got it.
We may, again, not get to round two, because as Elliot has pointed out, we might not get to it. we usually end because Matt has to go pick Zoe up. We may not have to do that.
There you go. I know exactly where she is.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now.
Oh, Brat.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah. she played Barbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
See?
you don't know. Okay. The British word for money. Like a $1 amount.
Pound.
Yes. And then not a rock, but a smaller than that.
Diamond. Pebble rock. Wait, what?
In between.
Stone.
Yeah. Okay. And now the name of blank.
Time. Long over time.
Wow.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Put that one back in the hat.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that.
I do.
Yeah.
You'll, when you hear it, you'll
Zoe,
be like,
will
oh,
you
I
hand
know.
That to Elliot so that we could watch him mangle these? All right, how many did you get?
Two.
Tight game. This is a tight game. Yeah. 30 seconds is not a long time. At the same time, a minute would be too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
45
seconds.
45? Maybe for the next round, Elliot.
Okay.
What about Garen?
Elliot's got the hat. I didn't want him to think he was getting 45 seconds. I've never. This is 100% true. I've never been making better eye contact with Garen in my life.
Yeah, that was
than
intense.
I just was, and yeah. I literally talking right to him and called him by the wrong name. That's right, Elliot. Pointed at him.
That's the first time that's happened.
I am a buffoon. All right, you ready, Elliot?
Sure.
30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
Oh, okay. So I was ready, but let's see. This is a place in Hollywood where you can see things
Ripley's
that are,
believe it or not.
There you go. And this is, here we go. Matt's least favorite singer-songwriter with a guitar.
Ed Sheeran.
No, least favorite.
Oh, James Taylor.
There you go. And then a movie that I mentioned before that I thought Nicole Kidman was in.
Eyes Wide Shut?
No, the other one.
With Top Gun?
Yes.
And, time.
Okay.
Not that.
Who put James Taylor in there?
Me.
You put him in there for yourself.
I put him in there because I was like, that's an old thing that Zoe knows. Because that's who Taylor Swift is named after.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah,
I did not know that. It's amazing how talented she is, based considering she's... Although a lot of people like James Taylor.
He's perfectly fine.
He's more boring than Ed Sheeran.
Thank you. Finally, I get some backup.
But what do you mean, finally? I've always had your back on this one.
I didn't know you agreed with me about that.
He's a bore.
But she also does like James Taylor's music. And
who does?
Taylor Swift. And he came out long, long ago, probably the Speak Now tour, maybe? What was that? Basically, James Taylor came out and they sang... was it Fire and Rain? They sang...
You Got a Friend?
I think it was Fire and Rain.
Well, she name checks him in one of her songs, so...
Which one?
Begin Again.
Oh.
Let me check with your mom to make sure that's true. all right, Oliver. Matt, you're on the timer.
Oh, thank you. Hold on.
Oliver, you're giving this time.
Okay.
All right, 30 seconds away of the clock. Matt will tell you when.
3, 2, 1, go.
She's in Eyes Wide Shut.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. she is in the Hunger Games movies and
Jennifer Lawrence.
Feelings, yes. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David.
The first black president.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, not Bill. he's in Charade and The Odd Couple.
Time. All right.
Jimmy.
The look you gave me.
What?
Wait. You saw it, Matt.
I gave a look.
The look you gave me after Nicole Kidman. You gave me a look like seriously, it took you a second to get that? You were mad that it took me upwards of 3 seconds to get it.
Wait, did I? My apologies.
How many was that?
I think it was just three.
One, two.
Four?
Through four? Wait.
It was.
No, don't recount the old ones.
Yeah. Three.
Uncle Elliot with some advice.
Four.
So far, leader in the clubhouse for one round is Zoe with five. But again, that share thing did a lot of the heavy lifting.
Sure. That was kismet.
Yeah, the timing
and
on that.
The craziness, because you were writing down Cher the singer, not Cher the character from Clueless.
Wrong.
Cher Horowitz.
Yeah, is that you tap dancing outside my office? That's a line from the movie.
It's tap dancing.
Oh my goodness.
All right, ready?
Here we go. Oh, hang on.
You got time. This.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock, Zoe. Your time starts now.
Elphaba in the new Wicked movie.
Elphaba is Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, the guy from Forrest Gump.
Tom Hanks.
J.J. Abrams' daughter.
Crazy Abrams? How did that get in there twice?
Don't that family play.
Oh, you have that shirt. It's like rapping, or it's like
Wu-Tang Clan.
Black, yeah. Taylor Swift's big event.
The Eras Tour.
Yeah.
That's time.
Okay.
Right.
That was good.
That's time.
Was that four or five?
Four.
I think it was four.
Four. Still leading the clubhouse with five is Zoe. Now there's an opportunity for Garen to get one again. And there we go. Garen is the John Ross Bowie of this game.
So wait, did you write down Gracie Abrams?
I put Gracie, but...
So did I.
Yes, I said the Belmont family's playing.
There's two Gracies in there.
Nice.
Well, because
They've both been done.
Garen could have written that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garen could have written that too.
Third Gracie Abrams.
I like that song of hers, that new one.
Close to You? Or the other one?
The other one.
That's So True?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
There's three 16-year-old girls in here.
The funny thing is, most of her songs are really like slow and sleepy, but then they found out that people actually like her up-tempo, and she only has like two of them, so they're like, here, take this old one, and that's that. Like, Close to You is an old song, right?
Well, it's unreleased.
Okay.
But yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second.
This has been Teen Talk.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your time starts now.
Oh, crap. this is a movie with Matt Damon and Christian Bale. It's about cars. And they're fighting each other.
Oh, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yes.
They're fighting each other.
He's the little person. He's a really good actor.
Peter Dinklage.
Yes. He's in Gladiator 2. For some reason.
Denzel Washington?
Yep. He's got a Brooklyn accent.
These boots are made for walking.
Time.
Okay.
Mm, that was pretty good for you guys.
It was.
I don't mean to be condescending, but
it certainly sounded that way.
As soon as I said it, I realized how it sounded.
Yeah, we got three.
Yeah.
That's great for them.
That's great.
And they almost got a fourth, though. That's the other
thing. We had 2-1 rounds, and now we have 2-3 rounds. We're going to be last, but at least now we don't have to be totally embarrassed.
Who put Ford versus Ferrari?
That would be me.
Yeah, it had to be. Well, no, I got Oliver.
I figured there were different ways to get there.
I like the idea that they're fighting each other.
It's like a Transformers sequel.
I got Ferrari in that. I think that's horse-driven.
These American cars are made like shit.
Although they got the Mustang. You got a Mustang.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
You know, when I was at the auto show on Friday, remember how I told you nobody was there?
Yeah.
So I went to go look at the Ford, the electric, the Mach 5 or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. There was a guy sitting in there, and it's like, okay, I'll let him sit in there and look. I'll go look at this other car. And when I went to look at the other car, oh, there's somebody sitting in there too. Those guys each sat in that car for 20 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
What? I'm not exaggerating.
They were really trying.
I then went, you know what? I'll go look at other makers. And I walked around, looked at Kia, looked at, Jeep or whatever. Mm. And now I'll go look at the Ford. There's no way those guys are still there. They both were still sitting in those cars. What are you doing? Yeah. Get out of it. Yeah. There's other people here.
There's not hardly
anybody
here.
There's two other people here.
Right. Get out. And brother, if you see me wandering around it for the third time, take the fucking hint. Yeah. Language,
Zoe. What could you possibly gain out of 20 minutes sitting in a car that's not on?
You know what you need in there? 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe five tops. Like you're adjusting the seat to see if
you're with somebody.
Yeah.
To go, what are you there? Oh yeah, if you're like with your wife or your significant other, spouse.
By the way, I could see spending more time if you get out and get into each seat. You go into each seat to see what each one's like.
Yes, but if you're just sitting in the passenger and you're just sitting there,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Looking for a friend to talk to you?
That's not a new model, right?
Well, it's not brand new.
The Mach?
They redid it.
Like, no, it's
a car that's been out for
2 years. I don't know if they did. I was not allowed in it. The outside was the same.
Yeah. What? They weren't just mannequins they had stuck in there?
Oh, shit. What if it was? I'm so dumb. They're always in there.
This guy's being so rude.
Why won't I get there?
You won't even look at me.
Won't even look at me.
You won't blink.
Well, remember, I did get in a fight with the mannequin at the... at Ross that time.
I don't know how this will make any of you think, but I have all my things labeled on here. So it's Jimmy, it's Matt, it's guest, it's video, it's intern, and door. So every time you play, I have to click Jimmy Door.
Huh. Jimmy, well, that makes door. Me feel. What's the grift today, Jim? It's not brain surgery. All right, here we go. I've mixed these up plenty. All right, Matt, tell me when.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Okay, this is dance choreographer, very famous.
Bob Fosse.
That's correct.
Nice.
This is a piece of paper that has this name on it. One of your favorite comedians, not John Mulaney.
The Bregazzi.
Yes. This is a piece of paper that has the TV show that Rob Lowe hosts, the game show.
The Floor.
Yeah. This is a piece of paper that has Keanu Reeves and a buddy. They travel around.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes. This is, you go see animals in a cage.
Zoo.
A
zoo.
In this city.
LA Zoo.
Yes.
Nice.
Ooh, locations. You got it. You got it in there.
Yep. Was
that five?
That's five.
Oh.
Elliot put all locations and Ford versus
Just for the record, Ripley's Believe It or Not was not mine.
That was me. Yeah.
That was you.
That's super random.
That's why you got it and said it very cockily.
Cockily.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. I got...
say it cockerily.
I got 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
You win. Okay, we get it.
I know you don't.
5 here, guys.
So we just keep going?
Yeah. How are we doing time-wise?
Who cares?
We're fine. Okay. We're at an hour.
Okay.
We're good.
Should we do one more round?
I would say finish that hat.
Okay. Finish the hat.
Finish the hat.
We're finishing a hat?
Yeah, we're going to...
That might take a while.
We're going to Sondheim the thing.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Sorry.
Yeah, timer, please.
Time. You know what? We got 5 that time. I'll tell you why. I put my glasses on. I didn't have the glasses on the first time.
Oh.
Are you ready to tie? You ready
to
go?
That's also why you probably saw my reaction and Nicole Kidman is crazy because you didn't have your glasses on. You couldn't really see what was going on.
My headphones are out. I can't hear you. Sorry. You ready? Here we go. And go.
This is a sitcom with Andy Samberg. He's a cop.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes. Paper. Damn it. There's absolutely absolutely no way for me to convey this to anyone who doesn't know what this is. I don't even know. It's a band from the 80s.
What?
And they have a number at the end of their name. The first word is like different floors in a building. And yeah. Fuck you.
Who put that?
You're sabotaging us. They knew we were going to win.
I will tell you that I did not put that.
No.
You put...
Yes.
Level 42 in there?
Yes.
Well, now I can't put it back in.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but merci beaucoup.
That is unbelievable.
In my defense, I don't know the name of the actress who plays Afelba.
Of course. I wouldn't have got that one.
Afelba?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think I made my point.
I agree with you. I would not have gotten that one. Yeah. I would have just...
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't have gotten
it.
I don't know.
Every billboard.
I don't look at the billboards. I'm driving.
You know Cynthia Erivo, Jimmy.
I wouldn't have said it.
I would have had to figure out a way to get to the name somehow and hope that Garen knew what I was talking about.
This is sad.
It's not sad. It's different.
So in that, just out of curiosity, in that situation, would I be allowed to say the number after 41?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Seven times six.
Easy. Let's not get crazy with the clues.
Are you ready, Elliot?
No, hold on.
AP Calc over here.
Now I'm ready.
All right, Elliot is giving.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I got to get my game.
30 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Your time starts now.
Okay. It's a movie about a board game where you get sucked into it with animals.
Jumanji.
There you go. So, okay. Not close, but...
Far.
Plus, a synonym for that.
Far.
It's a movie.
Far and Away?
Correct. All right.
You mean mine?
The one you wrote down?
A candy bar that's crispy, crunchy, and Bart Simpson loves it.
Butterfinger.
Correct. Come on, fingers.
Time.
Yeah. I don't know how it would have gotten there, but that's okay.
Well.
Still got three.
Three. All right, they got three.
Consistently three.
Garen, are you keeping track of the score?
I'm trying to.
That a boy.
I mean, we have our papers. We can count them.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm ready.
Oh, boy. Okay. Wow.
You're on timer.
Jesus Christ, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, why have you been putting it away?
I shouldn't put it away. That's a good point.
What did you guys get in the last one?
One.
They got one.
One.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting sabotaged. It's not fair.
You were not sabotaged.
No.
In the same way, I'm with Elliot. If Oliver had to give me that actress from Wicked, I would. Yeah. We would still be
That's
here.
Crazy. She's everywhere.
It's crazy. You didn't get level 42.
You know what's actually crazy? Because this wouldn't have helped you either. Because I don't think you've ever noticed this. There is a house being renovated a one block from our house. And the construction company name is Level 42.
Oh, no.
Really?
And every time I see that, I'm like, do they know that's a band?
They have to know.
They have to know. It's,
but then why choose it? That's so...
They
love
Level 42. Maybe that's their favorite band. There was something about
you. Something about them.
Baby.
They have a couple of good songs.
So right. I was thinking, is that them? Like, I couldn't... Like, again, she doesn't know them, but if I was, like, going to try to pull a song, that's what I was going to pull.
That's the big one.
Now, let me say this, and I think it evens out, because, again, I would not have gotten The Wicked. You would not have gotten The Wicked.
Yeah.
I think when we're writing these things down, I just may have forgotten what I wanted to say.
Totally
when
cool.
writing these things down, maybe remember that we have two teens playing, and we don't include level 42.
Yeah, but
that's a deep cut.
No, but I feel like that's okay. It's okay to have some hard.
It's
voice.
A deep cut. Well, it's not Wham. It's a level 42 is a deep cut that you play with your friends, you know, at the level 42 club.
That's not sort of the Pink Pony Club, right?
That's what, right next door.
But in my defense, I figured Matt could figure out a way to get to it because there are words that people know.
Yeah.
Unlike a person's name, where if
that.
You don't know the name, there's no way you're going to get it when it has a bunch of consonants that aren't like common.
That's true.
You could have said the Nick Jonas song, Levels.
Yeah,
really said that.
And then seven times
I was just so
six.
Flabbergasted that level 42 is...
For the children,
yeah.
What's their big hit? Let them know.
What?
Level 42?
There's something about you.
It's the one that we just sang four times.
And there is something about you, baby.
No.
So right.
No.
Hey, you guys should join choir.
Thank you, Zoe.
That's Elliot bigfooting us with his fucking vocals.
If I may, it's one of us with a good voice, and the other two just kind of miming behind him.
We're the
four seasons. We're the two seasons. Elliot Hochberg in fall and spring.
All right, salt ready? And pepper.
All right, who's going now?
Salt and pepper.
These guys.
All right, very good.
Go ahead.
The party.
Right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Celebrity.
Oh, okay. She's in Wicked. She
Ariana Grande.
No, she's the teacher, and she's also in Everything Everywhere All
nope.
at Once. I want to say, come on.
No, Michelle Yao.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh,
I can't believe I pulled it.
Yo.
Yo.
Come on.
Fuck you.
Go, go, go.
Level 42.
It's a place. Okay. Oh, it's like, okay. All right. When the blanks go marching in.
Saints.
Okay. Then blank Prima, that artist. Time.
Okay.
Elliot.
Yay,
those last
yay.
Two were mine.
Elliot.
You suck.
Nobody said locations.
Look, I don't know what to tell you.
Shitty locations, level 42, and Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
Level 42 could also be a location, fair enough.
It could be.
To be fair.
All right. This is.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah. All right. Zoe gives to Matt.
We got to rally, Zoe. Let's do this.
This
they're all Garen. I can tell. I don't want.
No. Well, the long paper.
Believe me,
be
you long, want mine. Yeah.
The long, skinny ones are ours.
You because I made too many papers and I gave him mine.
Okay. How many did you get, Oliver?
One.
I got one.
See, I'm
and I can't believe it. And apparently, I mispronounced that woman's name. Garen had to correct me mid-game.
Yeah. So wait, we've all gotten one once, right?
At least yes. once, yeah.
But no one's gotten one twice.
No, we have.
Oh, you did?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
We didn't. Suck. We yeah, we got it once.
I thought you had twos and threes.
Did we get it? Did we get
got
it?
One in all threes.
Oh, all right. I thought yeah. that there was one that somehow I screwed up.
Hmm. You screwed up when you wrote down your 10 things.
I've got them all here.
That's when you made the mistake. All right, here we go. You ready? Zoe, 30 seconds on the clock. Let's duel.
The singer of Uptown Girl.
Billy Joel.
The singer of Espresso.
Sabrina Carpenter.
What the hell? It's a landmark. It's in the Midwest, and it's shaped
the
like...
The St. Louis Arch?
Yes. Oh, he plays for LAFC. He is...
Carlos Vela.
Yes.
I did that one. Oh, did you?
Oh, All I Want for Christmas is You.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Time.
All right.
Is that nice five work. Again?
You nice put work. That in there and thought any of the rest of us would have
Yeah, that's
it.
Fair.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. Yeah,
so I get at least one of mine.
It would have been crazy if anyone else had gotten
Arch.
That.
St. Louis Arch is
Arch
not
is,
hard.
That's Zoe, that's pretty easy.
Well, that's the one I was trying to get.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You had some trouble with it. I don't know why, but...
You couldn't say a landmark in Missouri?
I didn't know
it. John Hamm loves this landmark.
What? What did you just say, Zoe?
I didn't know St. Louis is in Missouri.
And you don't know it's in Missouri either?
I know.
You're going to college in a year? What's happening to our school system?
You know what's even worse? I don't think I put it together that it was St. Louis.
What?
Oh, that's what you said.
That's why I said Louis Prima.
Maybe it's not right. We're getting rid of the Saint. Department of Education.
Yeah,
get rid of it.
You know what?
Two?
No, you guys got like four, five again.
Five.
Shit. Five again. I think, but you know what? Keep that two in mind because Elliot's giving.
No, I'm receiving on this one.
I, you know what? All ball busting aside, I'm the locations are a nice change of pace.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And I try not to pick ones that were too hard.
I think they're all
apparently
fine.
You picked the hardest one possible for the arch.
Yeah,
you don't know where it is.
It's silver. It's kind of round. There's
but
a lot
you
of
knew
ways.
It was in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, I could guess because like I would have been to it if it was not in the Midwest.
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was in Percy Jackson. That's why I kind of knew what it was. He jumped off of it.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Percy.
It was the end of the books.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Well, no, because he jumped into water.
Okay.
Yeah. Jumped into water from there?
Yeah.
Well, because the world's different in
the Mississippi.
Well, it's the mighty Mississippi.
Oh, well.
The old Miss.
Yeah,
old
mile wide and mile deep. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Garen, 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, Elliot, you ready?
Your sure. time starts now.
One of my favorite directors, Halloween.
Carpenter.
Yes.
Except...
these boots are made for walking
Nancy
still.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yes. Come on, so what? She's on The View. So what? Come on.
Whoopi Goldberg?
The other one. The other old lady. Comedian.
I can't think of her name.
Not happy, but...
Sad?
The same word.
Horrible way to go with it.
Not sad, but...
And time.
For. I don't know what you're
a
trying
synonym
for
happy.
Time.
Oh.
That's a woman's name.
Put it back in the hat, Gary.
No. Yeah, okay.
All right, I give that to Oliver now.
Yeah.
All right, Oliver, grab that hat and then hand it over to me.
And try to get that piece of paper.
And try to get that piece of paper. If you could put that on the top, that'd be very helpful.
And actually, please do get that one so that I don't have to do it with Zoe.
All right, you're on the timer.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Celebrity.
Go. Okay, here we go. He's a rapper, I think.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. this is hey, it's that woman from The View,
Joy Behar.
Yeah,
there we go.
This is the comedian that Matt was trying to say. We saw her in concert.
Paula Pounce.
Yes. This is your favorite director,
Scorsese.
Yes. This is
Z.
She stars in Les Mis. People dislike her.
Anne Hathaway.
Time. You didn't get it. I'm going to say you did not get it in time. I'm going to put it back in the hat. Goes back in the head.
I'm going to watch where that goes.
You talking to Annie?
We got four. Yeah, Annie Hathaway.
Four?
We got four. Four. All right, here we go. This is Matt.
Some of these aren't folded, and that's actually making it kind of...
I don't want to feel bad.
Then close your eyes.
I don't want to see it before I grab it. All right.
All right, here we go. Your time. What? Hang on, hang on. Reset. Reset! Hang on, I keep hitting lap instead of reset. Okay. Your time starts now.
This is on the Muppets. He's the guy with the nose that goes like this.
Goober.
He's purple. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you're crazy, you're like out of your mind.
Loco.
Not here, Zoe, but...
Oh, Gonzo. Gonzo.
Boy, you don't know this guy. Okay, his last name is my first name, but
Matt. Matthew.
And then his first name is like his grandfather's name.
Andrew.
No, that's Lee. His uncle.
Time. Wait, over time.
Yeah, I was like, it has to be over. Damn it, I was trying to pull that one that we just...
Oh, I can't wait to see who that's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know, see if I can freaking...
All right, here we go.
That was one or two?
Was it two? We got Gonzo. Was there something before Gonzo?
Yeah. What was before Gonzo?
Oh, so it was two.
Don't remember.
Wait, yeah, there was one before Gonzo.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I feel like that's true.
Dropped one. There's something on the floor, Matt.
I picked the one up from the floor.
All right, then look around.
No, I think it was only one.
No, it was two. It was
you got one before Gonzo.
It was two.
Yeah,
it was
I don't remember
two.
What it was, but I feel like that's true.
Gordon was an artist.
It's okay. Let's
are we
move
all
on.
Nuts? Are
let's
we all nuts?
On. No, let's move on. It was two.
Oh, you're playing games, huh? Belknap kid?
No, it was two. It was two. Come on.
I would bet it was two, but it's suspicious now that none of us can remember what it was.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
It's the Muppet guy.
We're running out of time. We have to keep going.
No, Matt doesn't have to pick you up. Nice try, Zoe.
I don't think we did it.
No, we got two.
So it's just one.
Guys, no.
Oh, it is just one. Zoe's lying.
What's that one on the floor over there? Oh, that's tape. Never mind.
That's tape. Yeah, those are taped down so I don't trip from my chair.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm Ironside.
I told you it was superstition that made me do it.
You didn't say that.
No, I did. You didn't hear me. I said, I'm just doing superstition. I said that, then you said it's not going to happen, and I was like, I have to tape it down now.
Okay, so you said something I responded to, but I had no idea that what I was responding to.
Yeah.
I just heard noise. That's speaking good. Of noise.
What am I going to do?
All right,
lay me down.
I like that you're my personal sounding board.
It's the same one sound.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
All right, who's giving?
I am.
All right, Elliot to Garen.
Yep.
All right, let's clear that hat.
I thought I was going to run the hat right there.
Yeah.
But then fucking Gonzo.
All right, here we go. Your time.
And apparently some mystery second one.
Sir, we're starting.
My apologies.
Your time starts now.
All right. I think this is the lasagna cat.
Garfield.
Yeah.
What?
The rapper that was mentioned before.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Why is he? Twice he comes up.
So this is, The Odd Couple. He's always...
Walter Matthau.
Correct. All right. This is, she was in Les Mis.
Anne Hathaway.
Correct.
Annie.
Oh, boy. Marina blank blank.
Del Rey.
So
Lana Del Rey.
There you go.
Oh, damn.
And then,
time!
Oh, there's one left.
Okay, Oliver. We got 30 seconds to get it.
I know which one it is.
You do? And we don't have a chance?
And we got five for the first time.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good job.
Wait, is
Elliot.
He giving or are you giving?
I just did the one where I didn't get Anne Hathaway,
right,
Kendrick
right.
Lamar.
Okay.
All right, so we've all got five once.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got one once.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're about to get one
we've
again.
We've got one twice.
We're about to get it twice, too, but only Wait. Because we can't get more than that.
Does Elliot not know who Lana Del Rey is?
I do, but I don't. It's one of the situations where I've heard of her. I probably have heard a song, but I can't put them together.
That's yeah. Okay. I don't know That's how okay. else. I know her, and I don't know how to explain
I would have
her.
Done the same thing you did.
Yeah.
I guess and I own four okay. of her albums.
I guess I would have said the pop singer who just married a swamp guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What does that mean, swamp guy?
Like an alligator wrestler
she,
or something.
Oh, she married like a 50-year-old gator wrestler.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just this random dude.
Good for her.
And him.
You find love yeah. at all the weird places.
Yeah.
All right. Looking for love in all weird places. That's a parody.
All her album number, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Celebrity.
All right. This is a male singer. It's one name. And it's like Take Me to Church. That was his big hit.
Halsey?
So close.
Hauser. Hausman. John Hausman. Hauser. Hezer.
Oh, it's so close.
Wait, do we get it if they don't get it?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yes.
You're basically there.
Give me something. Give me more.
You got it. You got it.
I think you got it.
What
did he say?
Say it.
Say it again.
Hauser.
No.
Put more of an accent on it. Say it like you're French.
A time.
Nope. I'm sorry. I have to go with Matt. I don't think you got it.
That's a different name. That's like, it's not Doogie Hauser.
I.
Garen.
I mean,
I think you got. I think.
Well, Garen, you think I got it, but I got the two pedantic fucks here.
Look,
I recuse
myself because we're about to play.
Because I didn't say anything, but since now we have a controversy, I think saying, "What did you say for Gonzo?"
No, but I got it because you said Muppet.
Hirzo.
I said not Hirzo.
Yeah, so you gave half of the name.
Oh, half the name was given.
Oh, no.
If I could say the number after 41, then I can say.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait, did we ever get that one again? Where'd that one go?
Which one?
Level 42.
We took it out because he was.
No, but I told you put it back in.
You did say that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Sorry.
Put it back in.
Don't give him more points.
No. This is good.
It's out.
This is good.
It's out.
It's out.
Start the timer.
I'm amazed to hear how this is properly said.
Yeah, we'll find out hopefully in a second.
You know?
Do you want to time it or do you want to just
go? I mean, it's not how it's written on the paper.
Wait, let's take a poll. Who thinks you got it?
I don't know what it is.
I think that's good enough to give it to him.
He didn't know.
We're biased because we both know what it is and we're about to get a point
also,
for saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I unfortunately
Elliot, you know what? I trust Elliot.
I
appreciate it, Gary.
He doesn't know who he is.
I don't, but here's the thing. I don't know who it is, but then I was about to have to give that one, and I was going to have the challenge of trying to get somebody to actually say it, and I didn't know whether Garen would know them or not. And so it's not what you said is not what I saw on the paper.
I will say this. Okay. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a game. We're having fun.
Yes.
This is fun. We're having fun.
It's the in-between conversation that is the important part.
That's correct. And this is part of that.
Yes. I say both teams get the point, but I hear what you're going. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you want to time it or go ahead?
Time starts. Okay, ready?
Okay. And Take Me to Church too.
Time!
Hosier.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hosier.
Hosier.
I would have accepted Hosier.
Yeah. Hosier I would accept. Hosier.
What did I say? I said Hauser.
He said Hauser.
I thought he said Hosier.
Either way, he didn't say Hosier. If he said Hausier, I think I would have been on
the side.
I was missing.
Garen, I appreciate you fighting for me, but I don't think I said it.
He didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to know it to win the game.
Easy, Belknaps.
You can walk somebody to a phonetic thing.
Yeah, that's fine, but you have to say all the parts.
So this one doesn't count.
All right. Add them up, Garen.
So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And unless my counting is off, we missed a three-way tie because
of the Hauser debacle?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you two tied?
It's 22. 22-21.
Oh, that is crazy.
But they were bad.
Then it would have been a 3-5.
No, but then they got a 5 at the end.
Yeah.
And you got it would have been 20.
And we did a lot of threes.
22-22.
But they went ahead. Wait, did you just give them the point for that?
I didn't give them.
Follow up.
One. How is that possible?
Oh, so we won.
We won.
That's what I'm trying to figure
there
out.
There should only be 60 in there.
But did we double?
Well, there should be 59.
We took one out.
There should be 59.
Yeah, so maybe
so it should be 20-20-19.
All right, well, count them up.
Everybody count them up. Count them up.
Well, no. Well, okay. Because you told me to write 10, but then you just gave me a bunch of pieces of paper, so I wrote as many as I had.
Oh, I didn't. But I just handed you a...
All right, everybody stole...
I said, like, oh, is it okay if it's more than 10? And you're like, damn, whatever, this game sucks.
I didn't say that.
All right.
I have 8 right here.
She's going to have a lot more than you because she got most of the fives that you guys got.
So I have 23 for Matt and Zoe.
I have 16.
What do you have?
Wow.
What's 12?
So that's 24.
12 plus 9 is 21?
Yeah.
We have 21.
I have 12.
We have 24.
I have 7.
Well, that's 19 then.
Oh.
I'll recount mine. That's fine. I'm
good math then, Garen.
To be fair, he was amidst the plan of the game.
You be fair.
It's my tagline, Jimmy.
Yeah.
To be fair,
are you guys going to line up on Friday to get the new Hauser album?
Yeah. We should have at least 20.
You have 24?
Well, yeah, you said 16 and I had 8.
You guys got the Sutherland. So they won. The Belknaps won. Thank Christ. Thank heaven so that they could have a nice Thanksgiving. And Joey doesn't get grounded.
Oh, yeah, we were going to be eating coal if it wasn't for this.
Eating coal?
Eating coal.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
We combine the punishments of two.
All right, Garrett, what did you guys end up with?
20?
I mean, I don't know. You have to.
We either have 20 or 21.
Well, what do you have? We can just do the math.
Well, you can't because Zoe put in extra.
You said it was okay.
Oh. How many did you put in? You didn't even count them?
Sounds like
you 47. You just gave me a paper. It was probably 12 because you.
I took a piece of paper and I folded it a few times. I was like, and then I was like, here, I got to go to the bathroom.
Do we tell you if that bandage is falling off? Because it looks like it's falling off.
Really? Just like coming loose?
Yeah, it's coming loose.
Well, it's almost time to take it off. Anyway.
Oh!
If we stay another 15 minutes.
Exciting!
But I can't take it off now because I don't have another bandage.
I wouldn't take it off till you get home.
Yeah.
You guys,
because he's sweating.
I know you want to see it, but no one else wants
to. Take a photograph.
I will.
Have your daughter take a photograph of it.
I can do it.
Not now, Zoe. I've seen it now.
I got excited. I could use my phone.
I've
seen an hour and 25 minutes.
Put that down. Is this the longest you've gone without your phone?
I don't know. Maybe besides sleeping?
Well, school. when you're performing, there's a lot of situations.
Remember, we used to say that John Hamm would have his phone in his pocket during scenes of Mad Men,
that's kind of a similar situation.
Show choir is more important than Mad Men.
I was going to say it's a different situation, but there's probably more downtime with Mad Men than with show choir, even though they come out and they do their thing and then they go backstage for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just saying it's okay that she has her phone.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. You're welcome. All right, so big winners, the Belknaps. Pardos came in second, and Elliot and his boy came in third.
I like that it was
a
so close.
Lot of chat at Thanksgiving this year.
It was very close.
I was frankly, I thought we were going to be solidly last, but then we kind of picked up.
For as much as we bitched about level 42, and you guys definitely would have killed me if you had gotten Carlos Vela, like that did spice the game up and evened it out a little bit. So.
Yeah. Even it up! Name of the band, Oliver.
No idea.
Heart. Sorry. All right. Zoe, strong first showing on Never Not Funny.
Yay. Thank you.
Did you have fun?
So much fun.
Oh, I thought you were.
I thought she was going to say somewhat.
I thought that, she was going to say two, and I was like, to my face? you're welcome back anytime. Yay. And you've been invited on this show for years.
I didn't know that. I lost in the mail, I guess.
You're welcome back anytime.
Yay.
We love having you here. A lot of fun. Oh, yeah. So I just had a thought, and then I stopped myself from saying said thought.
Great.
We got to go. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting. We thank Oliver for being here. Thanks, Oliver.
Thank you for having me.
Strong showing.
You
got competition now with Zoe.
I know. This is tough.
Right? The kids are taking over.
Out already.
That's what Elise said when we were talking about this. She was like, this is the first step in finally pushing you and me out. The next generation takes over.
And you know what the one constant is on that? Garen. And yet doesn't get promoted. Still is the intern.
I think Garen is actually 700 years old. And so like that's perfect. He'll just continue to be the intern.
He's here forever.
Forever.
So like this building just gets torn out behind around him.
Yeah,
she's just still like sitting there.
Gloria and Meathead son. Just
you're Joe.
Joe.
The connective tissue.
Everybody, thank you for listening, for subscribing, and support. On behalf of the Oliver, there he is over there. The pop culture beast, Garen Cockrell, Indo, Elliot Hochberg, the Honcho Matt Belknap, and our new friend, also family, Zoe Belknap. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47 gone, not forgotten.